Thank you all for joining us. I want to thank the Speer family for sponsoring our learning this week in memory of Pinchas Ben Yosef Rezel. I want to thank Medina Popper and the Popper family for last Friday sponsoring the learning in memory of Medina's father, Rabbi Shmuel Blinder. And today's daf is daf Tzadi Beis here in Masechet Pesachim. I saw in the Israeli websites this morning that the great tzaddik and gaon, Rav Shimon Galai, said there are so many problems facing the Jewish people now. He said, maybe Hashem wants us all to learn Arvei Pesachim. That's the next parak coming up. Arvei Pesachim, and maybe in the merit of learning Arvei Pesachim, the last parak of Masechet Pesachim, with a lot of passion and preparation for Yom Tov, it'll be a schus that we should be saved from all these tzaros. Halavai. So today we're going to finish this parak, parak Ha'isha. We'll start the next parak, Misha Haya, and then afterwards we'll have soon parak Arvei Pesachim. But let's start here with the Mishnah on the very bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. Again, dealing with the people who get to eat from the Karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Onein. Onein is somebody who lost a relative. So the day a person loses a relative, he is an Onein. An Onein is not allowed to do mitzvos. This is before burial. Once there's a burial, then Shiva starts. But again, that first day is still called the day of Aninus. An Onein is not allowed to eat karbanos. What about eating Karban Pesach? So, on Erev Pesach, a fellow was an Onein. So, Tovel v'ochel es pischol erev. He can go to the mikvah, and then that night, Seder night, he will be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Rashi says, Onein tovel v'ochel es pischol erev. The Onein can go to the mikvah and eat his Karban Pesach that night. Afal pisha dayin lo nikbar, even though his relative hasn't been buried. De'en aninus min ator el b'yom. Reason is the law of Onein. Mida Oraisa, on a biblical level, the law of Onein is only during the daytime. Mida Oraisa, one is only an Onein during daylight. The night after, it's only Midrabanan that someone would be an Onein. Because the Pasuk says, in regards to Aaron, with the loss of Nadav Aviu, V'ani Onein v'achalti chatas hayom, can I eat the carbon of today? So Yom Aser, the daytime when there was a passing of a relative, that's when a person's not allowed biblically to eat of a carbon. Laila Mutter, at night he'd be allowed to eat from the carbon biblically, Midrabanan, even night not. With Vila Bai, still he needs to go to the mikvah. To achas mayachas esrei malos tachomer b'kodesh is one of the added stringencies of dealing with karbanos. Onein or a mechusar kippurim, someone who's an onein or he's missing a karban, tzrichin tzvila l'kodesh. Rashi explains they need to go to the mikvah before they can eat from karbanos. Mitoch shenesru ad achshav b'kodeshim, since till now they couldn't eat karbanos, atzrichinu rabbanan tzvila, the rabbis required going to the mikvah. Even though the person, let's say, is Zav on day 8, he already went to the mikvah yesterday on day 7, he still has to go to the mikvah again to eat from karbanos. But the onein cannot eat at night other karbanos. There is a prohibition of onein even at night, but that's only midrabanan. Lagabi Pesach, in regards to Pesach, lo amida divrein b'makom kareis. Rashi explains, Karban Pesach is a very, very special karban. It's a mitzvah saseh to bring the Karban Pesach, to eat the Karban Pesach. It's one of the only two mitzvah saseh where Hashem said, if you don't do the mitzvah saseh, you get kareis, you get cut off. Very, very rare. Kareis is normally a punishment for certain lo saseis, but that it should be a punishment for mitzvah saseh is very rare. So it's a very big deal. It's a very big deal to do Karban Pesach. So this is such a big deal, even though this fellow who lost his relative come tonight, he should, midrabanan, also be an onein. So here we're going to suspend it. He lost a relative during the day. So on Erev Pesach, he wouldn't be able to eat any karbanos. But at night, Seder night, now it's only midrabanan that he's an onin. They suspend their rabbinic law to enable him to eat karban Pesach. But they don't suspend for other karbanos. That's what the Mishnah says. Onin tovel v'ochel es pischol erev. That's what the Mishnah says. The person who's an onin, he can go to the mikvah on Erev Pesach, and then at night he'll be able to eat on Seder night, eat the Pesach. Have a little kachim, but an onin, he lost a relative on Erev Pesach. He won't be able to go to the mikvah and be able to eat karbanos, other karbanos at night. I don't know, he wants to eat meat of Shalmei Simcha or something. He can't do that because midrabanan, he is an onin, and midrabanan, you're not supposed to be eating karbanos at night when you're an onin. And so what does the Rabbanan suspend their law to enable him to do mitzvahs Pesach? But they won't suspend their law to enable him to eat from other karbanos. Yeah, question, Baruch.
The same token that cannot eat the karbanot, can they offer
karbanot
to
the
Pesach?
No.
They
cannot either. Right now, another case where, again, there is a tumah midrabanan. Hashomea al neso. Now starting today's daf. Somebody heard that his relative just passed away. So he heard that his relative passed away. He didn't know. So once he finds out, even though the relative has already been buried, he becomes an onin. Or malakit lo'atzamos. Somebody whose relative is reburied. His father was taken out of his grave and put into another grave. So that also creates an impurity for that day, or a velus for that day. He's not supposed to be eating karbanos. So tovel v'ochel b'kachim. That person, though, he can go to the mikvah, and then that night he can eat karbanos, because this is a law midrabanan, that during the day there will be a status of aninus. So here there's no status of aninus at night. When a person's a real onin, he lost a relative. So then midoraisa is an onin during the day. In midrabanan, they added there's also an aninus at night. In these cases where he hears about a loss, which happened a while ago, and the relative's already been buried, or there's a reburial of a relative, of a father and a mother, so then there's only an aninus by day midrabanan. So therefore he goes to the mikvah, and then he can eat karbanos. Another law, ger shenis gayer be'erev Pesach. Let's say a non-Jew converts on Erev Pesach. So now he converted today. Can he have karban Pesach? Tovel, he has to go to the mikvah, and then ochel es pischol erev, and tonight he'll be able to eat his karban Pesach. They still say no. Not enough for him to go to the mikvah. Haporish min orla, one who separates from orla, from not having bris milah, namely from not being Jewish. Kiporish min akever, it's like separating from a dead body, separating from a cemetery. And he needs to have 7 days. He needs to have the sprinkling of paraduma, ashes with spring water, on him on day 3 and on day 7. Then he will be considered tohu. Yeah, question. Is he? Yes.
I think we learned that Onan is the kol od is taking care of the pura, kol od mito lefana. So how here the Mishnah saying kol ayom?
Right, so that was in regards to other mitzvos, that he's patermina mitzvos when he is busy taking care of the niftar. But even besides that, that the day of the death, the day of death and burial, even after the burial, he has a d'oraisa status of onin that would prevent him from eating karbanos and ma'aser sheni, as he says. And be your masos, lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. I didn't eat when I was in a state of onin from the ma'aser sheni. All right, now let's start the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said that an onin, so he lost a relative today in Erev Pesach, so tonight he would be able to eat Karban Pesach. He'd just have to go to the mikvah today on Erev Pesach. But tonight he wouldn't be able to eat other karbanos. My time up. What's the reason? Kasavar, the time of the Mishnah holds. Aninus delayla drabana. The relative had died during the day. So the fact that at night there would be a continuing state of aninus, that's only rabbinic law. The Gabi Pesach in regards to Karban Pesach, where it's such an important mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh with the penalty of kares. The rabbis pull out their laws to enable the person to eat Karban Pesach. But in regards to eating other karbanos, they don't have the kares penalty. And the rabbis say, okay, listen to our laws too. Listen to our laws and don't eat the karbanos. They kept their word standing, even though it means if he's going to miss out on the mitzvah saseh of eating karbanos. Rashi says that the pasuk says, "Va'achu osam asher kupar bahem," that those who are getting the kapar to eat it, there is a mitzvah saseh to eat a karban. Okay, but this person is an onin right now. So midrabbanan they said, don't do the mitzvah, and they're sort of suspending the mitzvah, as we know that rabbanim can do that, b'shev al tasa, by sitting and not doing it. All right, next, Hashomei al Meso. The Mishnah then talks about other cases. Somebody who hears that his relative died, or Hamalakit lo atzamos, his relative gets reburied. So then he's again an onein, but it's only an onein midrabbanan. So now already he can go to the mikvah and eat karbanos. Hamalakit atzamos. I understand if he actually reburied his relative, he's tamei meis. He touched bodies. He needs to have the waters of Parah Adumah the spring water with the ashes of Parah Adumah sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7. You're right. Ema, you have to change it. Not that he did the reburial. Shaliktu lo atzamos. They did a reburial on his behalf. Gershon is Geyer. And the Mishnah says, when a convert converts on Erev Pesach, according to Beis Shammai, he goes to the mikvah and he can eat Karban Pesach that night. According to Beis Hillel, nope. If he converted on Erev Pesach, he's going to need Hazah Shlishi Yishvi. He's going to need the sprinkling of the ashes of Parah Adumah with the spring water on day 3 and on day 7. He can't go to the mikvah and just eat. I'm Rabbi Bar Barchan, I'm Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Bar Barchan said the name Rabbi Yochan. Machlokas, the argument between Besham and Beis Hillel is Ba'arel Nachri, talking about a non-Jew who converts. Beis Hillel hold that he needs to have ashes of Parah Adumah because Gzeira Shema Yitma L'Shana Haba, there is a decree that maybe he will become Tamei Meis next year. Yomer, and he'll say like this, Shtakid, last year Milo Tavalti V'Achalti, last year I was in the beginning of the day, I couldn't be part of Karban Pesach. I was a non-Jew. Then I became a Jew. I converted. All I needed to do was to go to the mikvah and eat. He's not going to be so knowledgeable. And he'll say, okay, if this year I became Tamei Meis, also I'll go to the mikvah and then I'll eat. He's not going to realize that Tamei Meis is different than being a non-Jew. Tamei Meis requires the sprinkling on day 3 and on day 7. So he's going to think, Achshav Nami, now also Etol V'Ochal. I'm going to just go to the mikvah and I'll be able to eat. He's not going to realize the ishtakid nachri hava v'lom makabel tumah. Last year, he was a non-Jew. As a non-Jew, even if he had touched a dead body, there is no tumah. He's not makabel tumah. He doesn't become tummy. But achshav Yisrael, but now he's a Jew. Makabel tumah. As a Jew, he can become tummy. So as a Jew, he can become tummy. So then, there is a law that... He has to wait 7 days. So because of this fear, if we allow him to do what Beis Shammai is proposing, that once he converts right away, he can go to the mikvah and eat Karban Pesach tonight, and maybe he's going to think next year also, whatever disqualification he's got, he'll just go to the mikvah and eat the Karban Pesach. That'll be a problem because he may be really tummy, and going to the mikvah, it's not enough for the Tumas Meis. You need sprinkling of Parah Adumah on day 3 and on day 7. Therefore, they said, he needs 7 days with sprinkling on day 3 and on day 7. But Beis Shammai said, Logos, we don't make such a decree. All right, so this is what Rabbi Bachana said, Rabbi Yochanan. I will argue with Israel, but let's say you have a Jew who didn't have a bris milah, and he does a bris milah on Erev Pesach. And Dibri HaKol, Tovel, everybody agrees. All he has to do is go to the mikvah, and then Vochel is Pischol Erev. And then tonight, at Seder night, he can eat his Karban Pesach. Because even though, because we know that till now, He was careful with the laws of Tumas Meis. He was a Jew. Okay, he didn't have Smila. He couldn't eat karbanos. But he was certainly careful with Tumas Meis. So therefore, we don't give him 7 days. We'll say, no, just right now, go to the mikvah, and then you'll be able to eat. The law goes, you Aril Yisrael Mishum Aril Nachri. You don't say, well, when a non-Jew converts, we make him have 7 days before he can eat karbanos. So let's make the Jew who got a bris milah also wait 7 days. That we don't do. Tanya miyochi also not in a brisa exactly this way. Amrib Shimon Elazar. Rib Shimon Elazar said, "Nechaku beishami beisila la'arel Yisrael, shetova la'ochel es pisco la'erev." If you have a Jew who didn't have a bris milah, and he first gives himself a bris milah on erev Pesach, okay, till now he couldn't eat from the karban. So now he's able to eat from the karban. He has to go to the mikvah. So he goes to the mikvah, but then tonight he can already eat from the Karban Pesach. Where did Beis Shammai say he can go to the mikvah on Erev Pesach and eat tonight, and Beis Hillel say no, he needs to wait a week? But he didn't have a bris milah because he wasn't Jewish. And he converts to Judaism on Erev Pesach. Beis Shammai say, who cares what he was doing before? There was no tumah that took effect on him. He wasn't a Jew. The tumah of is piskal Erev. Let him go to the mikvah now, and tonight he'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Beis Hillel will say no. Haporesh mina Orla. We treat a person who is detaching from Orla, Haporesh mina Kever, like somebody who is coming away from a dead grave. We require that he have 7 days and the sprinkling on day three and on day seven, like a Tamei Nes. Okay, now the Gemara is going to say that there actually sometimes we find that the rabbis insist on their laws, and even though it means that we won't do a mitzvah asay that carries with it kares, and sometimes we find that the rabbis suspend their laws in order to enable us to do a mitzvah asay that carries with it the penalty of kares. Amar Rava said, Arel, and the following laws: the laws of the Arel, Haza'a, sprinkling of the ashes that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, Izemel, carrying a knife in a place with no Eruv. In these laws, Hamida Devraim, the rabbi said, we're going to insist on our rabbinic law, even B'makom Kares, even through insisting on their law, a person's going to miss out on a mitzvah saseh that carries with it kares, but they insisted on their laws. But then you have onin, the law that the rabbis midrabanan said that an onin at night also cannot eat a karban, right? That the rabbi said if somebody lost a relative during the day, even though midoraisa, it's only by day that there's a status of onin. V'achalti chatas hayom, Aaron HaKohen said. But the rabbis created a status of onin for the night that follows that day. So that status of onin, or the law of a metzora, that a metzora can't enter the Temple Mount, Machne Levia, or when a metzora wants to enter in order to become tzara, I mean, we'll see in the case soon. Ubeis hapras, and regards the tumah, midrabanan in a field where a grave was dug up. So if we know that there was a dead body in the field, and now the field was plowed through, so there is a suffix tumma now, because we're worried maybe the plowing ground up the dead body that was here and may have scattered the bone chips, and as you walk through the field, you may be stepping on a human bone chip. So here, where there's a tumma midrabanan, the rabbis suspend their law, the makom kares, to enable you to fulfill a positive mitzvah that carries with it the kares penalty. RL, Hadamarn. RL is what we just said. The Mishnah said that if you have a non-Jew who converts and he had his bris milah done for him on Erev Pesach, Beis Hillel say he can't eat Karban Pesach tonight. Now, midoraisa, he should be able to. Midoraisa, he doesn't have Tumas Meis because he was a non-Jew whenever he touched dead bodies. They still say no, because we're worried that he might get confused for next year. We say he's got to wait 7 days, even though it's coming at the expense of eating Karban Pesach. The rabbis create a rabbinic law, even though that means that a Jew is not going to fulfill his mitzvah of Karban Pesach. That's the rabbis hold on to their laws. Hazah, where do we see that the rabbis held on to a rabbinic law about sprinkling the ashes of Parah Aduma mixed with spring water on a tummy mace, even at the expense of allowing someone to do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? Amar Mar, as we've learned before, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the ashes of Parah Aduma on a Shabbos. Let's say the day 7 of the tummy mace is Shabbos. That's the 7th day after you touch the dead body. We can't sprinkle on him the ashes of Parah Aduma on Shabbos because it's a rabbinic enactment, rabbinic law. Don't do sprinkling on Parah Aduma waters on Shabbos. It's a way of tikkun kli. It's like fixing something. As a shvus, it's only rabbinic law. Ve'eino dochas haShabbos, but it won't overrule Shabbos. So let's say you have somebody who touched a dead body. Day 3 afterwards, they sprinkled on him the ashes of Parah Aduma. And then the day 7 is like this year. It was an Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. Day 7 is Erev Pesach and it's Shabbos. We're not going to sprinkle on him the ashes of Parah Aduma. Now he's not going to be able to eat Karban Pesach tonight because he's going to be Tamei. Can't bring for him the Karban Pesach. That's it. The rabbis hold on to their law. They say you can't sprinkle on Shabbos ashes of Parah Aduma. They hold on to it even if it's going to come at the expense of a Jew eating Karban Pesach. An izemel, we find the same thing with an izmel, with regards to a knife. Now the Torah says that you can't eat Karban Pesach if you have a member of your family who is not circumcised. And nevertheless, the Tanya lived in a brisa. Kashem shem evin also derech mishus harabim. Same way, you're not allowed to carry the knife through a public domain, because that's biblical carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabin. Kach im evin oso derech gagos, derech kaseres, derech karfifos. You can't even bring the knife through roofs. You can't bring the knife through courtyards. You can't bring the knife through backyards. Even though these are all private domains, midoraisa, there's no problem in carrying from one private domain to another private domain. But as we know, Shlomo HaMelech made the takana of eruv chaseros, that there is a problem, either Rabbanan to carry from one private domain to another private domain, if you didn't make an Eruv to combine the two domains. And so here, you have a situation where let's say Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and a person needs to do a bris milah on his son, because otherwise he won't be able to eat Karban Pesach. But he didn't bring the knife to the house, but there is a knife somewhere else, and they could get it to his house if they'd be able to get it through the different courtyards. The rabbi said, you have to listen to our law. You can't bring the knife. And okay, you're going to lose out on eating Karban Pesach.
And rabbi, don't you have to do the Brit Milah irrespective of Karban Pesach?
Correct.
Shabbos?
Correct.
So what did the rabbi say here?
But you wouldn't be able to if you didn't have access to the knife, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. So we don't paskin that Hechsher Milah overrules Shabbos. Only the Milah itself. So if somebody didn't have a knife, they wouldn't be able to carry it. But not only would they not be able to do bris milah, it may come at the expense of them eating Karban Pesach.
But if there was no Karban Pesach, don't you have to have a boy with the knife? Or, I mean, would you give me that anyway?
Well, you may not be able to do that. If you don't have a guy available, so you wouldn't be able to do the bris milah. See, bris milah is not as big a deal because you'll just do it the next day. Okay, so you don't do it on Shabbos, you do it on Sunday. But Karban Pesach, if you don't do the bris milah on the Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, then tonight you're not going to eat the Karban Pesach. Because you're going to have on Seder night the child who is not circumcised. You don't have a full family that's circumcised. So then you can't eat Karban Pesach. So even though it's coming at the expense of Karban Pesach, the rabbis maintain, they sustain their laws of Eruv Chatzeros. Okay, so you don't have Karban Pesach.
Rabbi? If,
yes?
Does, in all these situations, the person who is obeying the Rabbanan and not doing Karban Pesach because it's of a rabbinic decree, is he getting kares?
No, he doesn't get kares. It's anus, it's out of his control. So Onain, though, but here, sometimes the rabbis do waive their laws to enable someone to do Karban Pesach. Onain, Hadamar, we have here in our Mishnah. Somebody lost a relative on Erev Pesach. So at night, after Erev Pesach, the Aninus is only Drabbanan, because the Torah talks about V'achalti Chatas Hayom. Onain is during the day. At night, it's only Drabbanan. And the rabbis say, no, that for Korban Pesach, he can eat, even though he's an Oni. Metzora Mai, where do we see that the rabbis waived their law for a Metzora to enable him to eat Korban Pesach? The time we looked in a Braisa, Metzora, let's see, you have somebody who has Tzara'as, Shachal Shmini Shalom B'Erev Pesach, and his eighth day is on Erev Pesach. Now, he's supposed to bring Korbanos, have some blood put on his thumbs, and Vira carry bo bayom. That day in the morning, he had a discharge of semen. So, discharge of semen means he's not allowed to enter the Temple Mount. So, the Chiddush is Tovel. He goes to the mikvah. Then he goes into the Temple Mount. He brings his Korbanos of Metzora, the Ochel, and he can eat his Korban Pesach that night. Amr Chachamim, the reason is like this. The sages said, normally, somebody who had a discharge of semen and he went to the mikvah, that's not enough to go into the Temple Mount. He has to wait till the sun sets to go into the Temple Mount. But zeh nichnas, but this one, this mitzora, we will allow him to enter the Temple Mount. Mutal yavo asay sheyesh bo kares. So let this positive asay of Pesach, which has the penalty of kares, the Yitchet should overrule the assay, the prohibition of entering the temple when somebody is merely a Tzvul Yom. It's not fully Tar. Shein Bo Kares, because that doesn't carry with it the penalty of Kares. Rav Rabbi Yochanan, explained, this is the Braisa says, that there is a prohibition for a Tzvul Yom to enter the temple mount. It's not really precise. Tzvar Torah, filo assay ein bo. There's no biblical prohibition to enter the Temple Mount once the Baal Keri has gone to the mikvah. Rather, it's only a rabbinic law. Shenam, as it says, Vayamod Yoshafat b'kal Yudav Yushalayim. Veis Hashem, Lefnei HaTzer HaChadasha, Yoshafat stood, he was the king of Judea, he stood in front of the nation in Judea, in Jerusalem, in the house of God, in front of the new courtyard. My Chatzar HaChadasha, what does it mean, the new courtyard? What it means is, Shechitshu Bo Davar, they made a new law about the courtyard, a new law about the Temple Mount. What was that new law? Remember they said, Tzvul Yom Lo Yikanes B'machne Leviya, that if someone was a Baal Keri, a discharge of semen, and went to the mikvah, he's not allowed to enter into the Temple Mount. He can't enter into the camp of the Leviim. The Temple Mount is the same holiness that the camp of the Leviim had in the desert. So you see, it's only a Dinder Rabbanan. It was made by King Yehoshaphat. On Erev Pesach, they suspend this law that the Tzvul Yom can't enter to enable the person who was Tzara'as to lose his Tzara'as, to lose his Tumah, to be able to eat Korban Pesach tonight. Beis HaPras, a field which has a Tumah Midrabbanan because there was a body that was there, buried there, and it was plowed over. Beis HaPras, we looked in the Mishnah, Olos, Beshav and Beishami Beisilel, Beisham and Beisilel both agree. Shabbat kin lo say Pesach. Somebody needs to do a Korban Pesach. The only way to get to Yerushalayim is to go through the Beis HaPras. There's no other way to go get there. So he can just rely on a check, and based on that check, he can go and bring Korban Pesach. Shabbat kin lo ochle Truma. Let's say somebody's a Kohen, and he wants to get to Truma to eat it. He can't rely on these checks to get to eat Truma. Why? Because Pesach is a very important thing to do. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah saseh that carries with it a penalty of kares. So since it's so important, therefore the rabbis suspended their laws of Beis HaPras, and they said you could rely on the checks. My bodkin, what are the types of checks? So Amar Rav Yehuda, explained the name of Shmuel Menach Peach Beis HaPras V'Holech, that he blows, he leans down, he blows, if he doesn't see any bone chips, he walks. Rabbi Yehuda Barabai Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yehuda Barabai said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar, it's that Beis HaPras Shenidash. If he sees that other people have already walked through Tahor, he can rely on the fact that they walked through. Must be it's Tahor, and he can also walk through. He can assume that the people who walked through pushed away whatever bone chips may have been there. So, bottom line is, again, we have a Tumah Drabanan of Beis HaPras. If you walk through such a field, you become Tameh. But they suspended that to enable somebody to eat Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is a very important mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh with the penalty of kares. Yeah, question?
Is it
but the true Leon does not need to go to the temple now to bring the Korban Pesach.
We're talking about is when he's a mitzora. He has tzara'as, so he's tamei because of tzara'as. He needs to have the asham brought on his behalf on day 8. So to eat tonight, to eat on Seder night. But to do that also, he needs to be there to have the matan bahonos. He has to have the blood placed on his thumbs from Shar Nikanor. But if he's a balkari, he's not supposed to be walking there. But that's only midrabana. They suspended that to enable him to be tahor tonight to eat Korban Pesach. Oh, my pleasure. Yes. Izzy, yeah.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. I missed something regarding the Brit Milah. Gershit Tayer, Beres Pesach, and he did Brit Milah. Well, we never heard about that he need, somebody need to come to me. Keep 7 days, 3 and 7. Why?
We're worried that, as a non-Jew, he may have touched a dead body that morning. And then he just has Brit Milah, becomes Jewish. Now he can, that night, eat Korban Pesach. He'll think next year he'll do the same thing. He touched a dead body in the morning, he'll go to the mikvah and then eat Korban Pesach at night. But it's not true. As a Jew, he needs to have 7 days with the sprinkling on day 3 and on day 7. Baruch Hashem, Hajan Alacha, Isha Bezes Hashem Yisbarach, Vahadarach Alon. And now we merit to start the 9th parak of Masechet Pesachim, dealing with the topic of Pesach Sheni. Yeah, question.
We're concerned about Karas for Hanukkah Karas for Mitzvah Saseh.
We're not really concerned about the penalty. We're saying that since it's a mitzvah saseh that has this penalty, that means it's a very important mitzvah saseh, and it should overrule other calculations.
But also, if it is
your option. Yes, 100%. You're not going to get kares. The question is, but you see that it's very important. Here, Hashem gave kares for it, so it should overrule other considerations. But now we're talking about Pesach Sheni. Misha yatame. If somebody was tame at the time that they were shechting Korban Pesach, namely on Erev Pesach, over there Chachoka, or he was far away. Therefore, v'lo asas a Pesach, v'lo asas a Rishon. He didn't do Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Yasas a Sheni. So now he gets to do Pesach Sheni. But it's not just these two cases. Shagag, let's say he forgot that the day was Pesach. He forgot. Slipped his head. Onenas, or he was put into jail or something. He couldn't, it was impossible for him. He got sick. He got very sick and it was impossible for him to get out of bed. He couldn't do the Korban Pesach. Well, also Rishon, and he didn't do Pesach Rishon. He has the option of Pesach Sheni. Same Cain, if it's true that every Ones makes him able to do Pesach Sheni, why does the Torah mention it specifically? If he was Tamei or if he was far, too far away, the answer is the Gemara, She'elu Pturami Kares. The person who's Tamei or he was too far away, they're Pater from Kares. She'elu. But if people don't have, these good excuses, let's say somebody is there, and he just chooses not to do the karban, so chayav mi kares, he is chayav kares. Somebody didn't bring his karban Pesach when he could have, and he was in Yerushalayim, he had the ability to do that, and he gets kares. All right, says the Gemara, Itmar, we learned, let's say on Erev Pesach, namely in the middle of the day, when they were offering the Korban Pesach, he was far away. But they shechted Korban Pesach on his behalf. His emissaries shechted the Korban Pesach on his behalf. And at night he actually comes. At night he's available now. So fine. So it all works for him. If Sheshes Amar Lo Hurtza, he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, Rav Nachman says it worked for him, he doesn't need to bring Pesach Sheni. The whole idea of Derech Rechoka is that a Torah is Rechmanas on the person who has Derech Rechoka. The person who's far away, the Torah says he's not going to get Karis if he didn't do Pesach Rishon. But if he found a way to do it through an emissary and he came, he gets a bracha. He fulfills his obligation. If Sheish Tamar Lo Hurtz, if Sheish Tamar, no, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. Midchat Chayi Rachmana Katameh. The Torah equates him to be a Tameh. Just like a Tameh cannot bring Karban Pesach when he's Tameh, someone who's B'derech Rechoka cannot bring Karban Pesach when he's B'derech Rechoka, when he's far. He has to bring Pesach Sheni, even though he showed up tonight during the Seder. I'm Rav Nachman, Seminah, what's my source that he does fulfill his obligation if he sent his Karban Pesach with somebody? The Mishnah says, Mishaya Tameh O B'derech Rechoka. If someone was Tameh on Erev Pesach, or he was far away, below us as Harishon, and he was unable, therefore, to do Pesach Rishon, Yasa Sasheni, and he should do, right, and he didn't do the Rishon, and he should do the Sheni. If he didn't do the Rishon, well, it sounds like the Ibai of it. If he want to, he could have done it, right? It didn't say it's impossible for him to do it. It says if he was far and he didn't do it, implying that he could have done it. Sheshis would say to you, no, Yahaki, if you're going to take those words below us so literally, Sefer Diktani, the end of the Mishnah, which said, Shagag, if he forgot that the day was Erev Pesach, oh, Nana, so something happened to him that made it impossible for him to bring the Korban Pesach, oh, Esther Rishon, he didn't do Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, Yasas Hasheni, he should do Pesach Sheni, Diktani below us, and Michaldi Bayavet, are you going to say the same diuk, the same inference from the words? It didn't say he couldn't do it. He said if he was Shagag and he didn't do it, implying that he could have done it? Understand. Hare Shagag, if he forgot that the day was Erev Pesach, how could he have done it? Hare Nanas, if it was out of his control, how could he have done it? Ella, what do you have to say? Nezid Katani Badayu. So you have to say that what's mentioned here in this Mishnah is also someone who deliberately chooses B'Nezid not to do Karban Pesach. So, for that phrase, for Mezid, the Mishnah says the word below Asa, that he chose not to do, but he could have done. Achanami, say the same thing over here. So, say, in the Reisha, it's not that if he was Tamei, or if he was far, and he didn't do it, implying that he could have done it. You have to change in the Mishnah. You have to say in the Mishnah, if he was Tamei, if he was far, or onin katani ba'adai, or if he is an onin, if he's an onin, or if he's tamei, or if he's far, and he chooses not to do it, but an onin could have done it, because the onin can have it shechted on his behalf. He's in Yerushalayim, but maybe derech rechoka is compared to tamei, because the Torah puts the two together. In the same way, tamei can't have a carbon shechted on his behalf, derech rechoka also cannot have Karban Pesach shechted on his behalf. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, Masnisin Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also clearly talking about Onein in the Reisha, just as it talks about Mezid in the Seifa. Tiktani, because it says, Eilu Pturin Mihi Karis. These are exempt from Karis. Eilu Chayav Mihi Karis. But these are obligated in Karis. Now, hi, what's the Mishnah referring to? Eilu Chayav Karis. Eilu Mashogi Venenas. Somebody who was out of his control. He was sick. Right, or he forgot that the day was Erev Pesach. Shogi v'karis b'nei karis, they're going to get karis. El alav amezid v'onim. Must be that it's saying, no, elu, these do get karis. Who gets karis? Someone who b'mezid doesn't do his Karban Pesach. Someone who is an onin who chose not to do the Karban Pesach. So, the Mishnah is also talking about onin. If the Mishnah is talking about onin, there's no proof in the Mishnah that a b'zerach rechoka, someone who's far, has the option of doing Karban Pesach. Rav Nachman, who didn't read the Mishnah this way, Amalachai will tell you, when the Mishnah says at the end, these are Chayiv Kares, L'olam, Amezid L'chudei, that's only referring to someone who B'mezid chooses not to do Karban Pesach. He's the one who is Chayiv Kares. U'bedinu d'iboy le'le misni Chayiv. Right, the Mishnah should not have said, Eilu Chayivin bihi Kares. It should have said, right, he, the mezid, who chayav, the lashon yachin, the singular tense, that he's obligated in karis. I did kayan and chayavim, this is what it says, they are, in the plural tense, they are obligated. I did the tani resha. since in the beginning of the Mishnah it said Pturin, all these people are exempt, right? All the Shogeg and the Derechoka and the Tame, they're exempt from Kares. Tana Seifa Chayavin, that's what it says in the end. Chayavin, they're obligated. But it really only refers to the Mazid, he is the one who is obligated. What's my source? That someone who is Bederech Rechoka now, on Erev Pesach, is not able to have the Korban Pesach shechted on his behalf by others. The Tanis went to Braisa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Kiya Tamil Nefesh, O Bederech Rechoka Lachem, Olodor Oseichem, Vasa Pesach Lashem, Nehemar Tamei, the Nehemar Derech Rechoka, it says somebody who's Tamei, or who's on a faraway path. Ma Tamei, so just like Tamei, Sivik biyado lasos, right? In actuality, in theory, he could have done it, right? He's healthy enough to do it. He's here, but ve'ena oseh, but the Torah says he can't do it, because he's tamei. Afderech rechoka nami, so to someone who's bederech rechoka, even if sivik biyado lasos, even if he has the option of doing it, he could have sent it, maybe he already sent the animal, ve'ena oseh, the Torah is saying, he's not allowed to do it. Rav Nachman Amalacha, Rav Nachman will tell you, that's only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva l'tameh de'kasavri en shochtem v'zokin al termei sheretz. He holds that if somebody was touched with a dead rodent, then they can't have Korban Pesach brought on their behalf, because right now they are disqualified. So he'll also say, somebody who's right away too far, right now too far, can't have Korban Pesach brought on his behalf. But on us, really, but I believe, k'madam er shochtem v'zokin al termei sheretz. And since somebody who's Tamei Sheretz will just go to the mikvah tonight, will be able to eat Korban Pesach, he could have Korban Pesach brought on his behalf. So I believe also that someone who's Bederech Rechoka, someone who's too far, can have his Shliach bring us Korban Pesach on his behalf. And tonight, once he arrives, he will be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. Okay, Ad Kan, Daf Tzadi Beis. Thank you all so much.